Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl, the Guru Johnson. We're at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. Come down, join us. I want to shout out Anthony and Benny of Local 43. They are fire sprinkling fitters. They're working in the area. They popped down to see us. Thanks for coming. We also got Rich.
Appreciate you guys.
Richie W. coming down, saying hello. Appreciate him. If you're not doing anything, come on down, say hello. We're talking about the San Francisco 49ers. They're having a joint practice now with the Denver Broncos. Shasky and Spadoni were down here earlier. They're heading over to practice. We'll probably hear from Shasky at some point during the show after he's done watching, get his thoughts. But right now we're talking a little bit about Brock Purdy and one of three 49ers that got a contract extension in the offseason. And my simple question to 49er fans is, do you want to see Brock Purdy be the Brock Purdy he's been for 3 years, or do you think that he's got to get better? And if he's got to get better, what does he have to get better at?
Well, first of all, his first 3 years in totality have, like, since he stepped into the league, his numbers have been the best of any quarterback in the division, because Stafford's best year was the year before Brock Purdy got there in 2021 when he threw 41 touchdowns, was injured the year after. Like, Brock Purdy's been the most consistent quarterback over 3 years in the division. Last year was the first year where he showed signs of slippage. And I don't think it's a coincidence that it's also the first year where he hasn't had a ton of talent around him. So this year, I believe that if it's a similar setup, I'm going to expect sort of similar results. Now, the one difference is, can Christian McCaffrey be the catalyst for this offense? I think Brock Purdy is really good, and even some of his numbers last year were not horrible. I think he was still a top 10 quarterback in terms of QBR rating, not in terms of wins, which is what really matters to a lot of people. But if I'm thinking about how he can get better, I mean, to me, it's got to be taking better care of the football and really, I'd say, late game situations. You know, I don't think all of a sudden he's going to be able to throw the football in the rain or in hailstorms, because he seemingly can't do that no matter where he goes. But can he be better with the football, and can he make better decisions in crunch time, in clutch time? And that to me, where you're asking, can he be the difference for a couple of wins? You know, that to me is where we're going to see it.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that, and it does feel like, if I'm thinking back to last year, he got caught a couple times with by making a mistake that put a game away. Now, was it all his fault? Not really, because I seem to remember three or four games where the Niners were up two scores late. The other team goes boom, boom, and now they're up, and now all of a sudden Brock Purdy, who'd been playing with a two-score lead, now has to put points on the board in 2 minutes. And he wasn't able to do that. Now, how much of that was on him, and how much of that was on, you know, the team being – banged up by injury? I don't know. I'm just kind of fascinated with the idea that if he doesn't have the weapons, then, well, it's just going to be that kind of year. And I hear what you're saying. Like, I'm not disagreeing with the fact that Purdy's not a Lamar Jackson or a guy like that, but there does seem to be just a little bit of, I don't know, like, well, he's just kind of this robot and he knows what to do, but it's going to come down to everybody around him. And I just kind of feel like in the NFL, whether we like it or not, whether guys has weapons or not, that we're going to judge Brock Purdy on wins and losses, and if he has the same kind of year as last year, and let's say they go 8-9, I don't think that's going to be good enough. I think that will get fans kind of on Brock Purdy.
No, but I'm looking at last year, the first 9 games of that season, in which they did start
last year
5-4, and then everything fell apart, including Brock Purdy, by the way. He was out during the Green Bay game. He was hurt for the Buffalo Bills game, in which they got decimated in both contests. But before that, all right, Brock Purdy against the Los Angeles Rams, three-point loss. If Ronnie Bell is able to make a catch, you win that football game. If Jake Moody makes a kick, if you don't allow a 50-yard punt return, you win that game. Later against Arizona, I know that everyone makes it about, all right, well, you couldn't stop James Conner, who just ran it down your throat like 11 times on the final drive. Brock Purdy did have a second-half interception in that football game that may have cost the 49ers an opportunity to separate themselves from the Cardinals. That's where I'm talking about him just being smarter with the football. In some of these games, especially early in the year, there were times where his turnovers cost them. And to me, if the Niners are going to be, a get-back-to-basics kind of offense, it's going to be them running the football with efficiency, Brock Purdy basically, I don't want to say managing these games, but doing what he does best, which is being extremely accurate, making smart decisions, and getting everybody involved. I don't think that Brock Purdy, or what can he do better? A lot was made this camp about his deep ball. Like, I don't think he's going to all of a sudden walk into week one with a stronger arm and be delivering these 50-yard passes. You know, maybe they're more efficient over the middle of the field, from the 15 to 20-yard range. How can he be better there? I feel like much of Brock Purdy's success. And last year, again, his numbers were fine, but they weren't good enough to get you to 9 or 10 wins and into the postseason. I feel like a lot of his early success this year is going to be predicated on how good Christian McCaffrey looks and how much pressure number 23 takes off of number 13.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers right now joint practicing with the Denver Broncos, and they're doing that today. I think they're just doing it one day. Kyle Shanahan didn't want to do it 2 days, and then they play the Broncos on Saturday here at Levi's Stadium. I wanted to look at – okay, so here's kind of the thing I'm – tell me if you remember some of these games.
Yeah.
All right, the loss to Minnesota.
Yep.
I remember the 99-yard touchdown. Did the 49ers have a shot to win that game with the last drive? They lost 23-17.
I don't know if they, well, they did have the ball, but I do remember that defense not being able to get off the field on Sam Darnold's final two drives.
I guess what I'm saying is this.
In fact, I'm pretty sure that game was out of reach. They scored late.
I think you're right. They were down two scores,
and then they scored late.
All right, the Rams game. Didn't he end up throwing a pick?
No,
he
threw a ball to Ronnie Bell, and he hit him in the chest,
okay,
and he dropped it.
Okay. The Cardinals game. There were two games last year.
He threw like a Hail Mary on a 4th and long that was intercepted on the final possession of that game.
Here's what I'm getting at. Last year, it felt like the 49ers
kicked their ass.
Yeah. Last year, it felt like
remember that game.
It felt like they blew some leads. Okay, yeah. Late in the season. All right. So if you're up 20-10. Okay, and Brock's playing pretty well. But the Rams score two touchdowns to go up 23-20, and now there's 3 minutes left. Like, at that point, it doesn't matter how well or how poorly Purdy's played up to that point. Like, those are the situations that he's got, and they've got to figure out a way to score more often in those situations because they had so many games at their fingertips last year. So, like, I actually think, and I know his numbers weren't as good as they were the first 2 years, but I think last year would have been acceptable if they could have come up with some plays, probably 3 to 5 plays in fourth quarters of game that might have games that might have changed the outcome. Like, that's just when he's going to have to deliver.
No, I'm with you there, but what it sounds like you're saying is we're judging him based on a couple of plays. And to me, like, throwing a first-half interception on a drive that's looking like it's going to end in points is just as bad as giving up the football in the third quarter. Like, he has to be more careful with the ball at all times. If he throws double-digit interception, I think he had 12 last year. To me, 12 picks, like, that's going to cost you because Brock Purdy is not someone that is, I believe, to be a prolific aerial passer. He's just not. He's someone that needs a proficient run game. I think he needs a couple of pass catchers. And at the beginning of this season, the only guy that I really believe is going to be dominant through the air is George Kittle. You know, I think it's very possible that we look at the end of this season as kind of a repeat, maybe not to the extent the yardage, but I think George Kittle is going to have another 1,000-yard season. I think he's going to be the leading receiver on this football team as the tight end. In 2018, it was the exact same. The only difference is you have some better talent around him, but on that team, George Kittle had 1,300 and nearly 40 yards or 50 yards and a tight end record at the time. Nobody else had more than 500. You know, there's a scenario this year where Christian McCaffrey might look like their second leading receiver, and he's their running back. So right now, with the question marks they have at the receiving positions, because you don't have Ayuk, we don't know about Pearsall, DeMarcus Robinson is going to be out for at least 3 games, most likely. Is Juwan Jennings going to be healthy all year? He's got this perceived nagging calf injury. I don't know if he's going to be 100%, but I don't think that he's a one. To me, Brock Purdy is going to need some talent around him to be at his best, and I don't see it right now unless it comes from Kittle and McCaffrey.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries. Always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We're actually coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Brewing Company here in Sunnyvale. Laughing Monk Brewing, come down and join us. We are on location, and Shasky and Spadoni were here earlier doing their show. They're over at 49er practice. Hopefully we'll hear from Shasky at some point after that practice is over, but we are talking about the San Francisco 49ers, and one of the things that I've heard asked so much that I'll just ask you is, who's more important to the Niners? Let's just say offense. Who's more important to the Niners offense, Purdy or McCaffrey?
Well, Purdy, because he's the quarterback, but I would argue that Christian McCaffrey's never been more important to the offense, and that includes the season that he ran and got, I think it was over 2,000 scrimmage yards, you know, had close to 20 touchdowns in 2023. Like, I think he's more important this year to this offense because that offense had Brandon Ayuk when he was at his best, had close to his prime, not in his prime, but close to Deebo Samuel. Juwan Jennings was the third receiver on that team. Juwan Jennings, it might be your number one this year. So I think Christian McCaffrey, in a season in which he's coming off of injury, is supposed to be 100%. Matt Barrows told us yesterday he's looking like 2023 form. He's got to make it through a full season at age 29, which is about the time where running backs tend to take a step back. Like, I don't know if McCaffrey can handle 400 touches like he did between the regular and postseason in 2023. I just don't.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey obviously coming off an injury last year. Brian Baldinger was on with the morning show. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. And I got to tell you, he spent some time talking about Christian McCaffrey earlier today, and it's tough not to listen to this and start I don't want to say thinking the worst, but you start realizing what they really maybe need McCaffrey to do. And it does sound daunting. So, Pasta, play the not sure if CMC's the same guy right now. This is Brian Baldinger from the Morning Roast earlier today.
He had 50 carries last year after basically being the best player in the league the year before. We talked about it. I don't know if you're going to be able to see. I mean, I watched him warm up before the Green Bay game last year, and he looked fine. But he wasn't fine. You know, he looked like he was the same guy warming up, all of the drills that he does and all the things he puts himself through. I thought he missed a hole last year, the week before Green Bay. And I put it on tape. And Christian was like, he came up to me and he's like...
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this... We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He watches this stuff. He's like, man, I missed that, Baldy. You're right. He goes, I should have done this. And so, is he right?
Is he right? I think that's the... Is that the biggest question for the San Francisco 49ers this year? Both sides of the ball and special teams?
McCaffrey?
Yeah.
I would...
Is he the biggest question mark right now for this team?
I would say it's an equally large question mark for him and Trent Williams, because okay. I think they're symbiotic. Like, one, the Niners run really well behind Trent Williams, and they run really well when Christian McCaffrey's getting the ball. So if Trent Williams is healthy for a full season at age 37 and Christian McCaffrey at age 29, which is the running back equivalent of 37 for most players.
Is it really?
Well, not exactly. Okay. But I can give you some examples of guys that have taken steep declines at that age. Yeah, like those are two equally large question marks for me, and I think that they're the most important ones for the 49ers. The only reason I guess I wouldn't put Brock Purdy in that category is because he's 25, and quarterbacks are generally able to stay upright. Though Brock Purdy has dealt with injuries the first few years of his career, he's played through some of them, caused him to miss a couple of important games last year. But, yeah, to me, McCaffrey and Williams, I think, are equally large question marks for the Niners.
Well, when I look at McCaffrey, I think about last year and how this year's going to play out. Like Brian Baldinger said, he had 50 carries last year, 50 touches. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good in a way. That means he didn't play a lot last year. That means he should be fresh. On the other hand, he's now coming off an injury that cost him most of the season. So I'm listening to Baldy and I'm thinking, boy, asking this guy to give you 17 games is asking a lot. And it almost feels like asking him for 17 games in his role from 2 or 3 years ago. I just don't. It doesn't sound realistic anymore. He can't lead the league in touches, can he?
I mean, he might, but that's where I think that there's pressure on Shanahan as well, because you got to figure out how to get this guy through a season healthy. Like, there were four running backs that last year at age 29 or older that played close to a full season, if not a full season. Derrick Henry's in a separate category because he's a physical freak. However, he had the most touches in the league with 344. And I do think we have to, especially for someone like McCaffrey, you can't look at rushing attempts. It's about touches. How many times do you get the football because he does it through both the air and on the ground? Aaron Jones played 17 games last year. He's going to be 30 this year. 1,500 scrimmage yards, had 300 touches. James Conner, I would say kind of a similar boat to McCaffrey. 17 games last year, 1,500 scrimmage yards, got 285 touches. Alvin Kamara only played 14 games, but was right at 300 touches. If Christian McCaffrey is beyond that threshold, I think you're asking for trouble. If he's on pace to get the ball as much as he did in 2023, you're going to probably have some sort of injury befall him. And if this is a Niners team that expects to get to the postseason and do some damage, McCaffrey touched the ball over 400 times on their road to the Super Bowl in 2023. Maybe he can do it again, but to me, that is asking a whole hell of a lot for a guy at a stage in his career where that position typically tends to take a step back. And I think the other guys in the league who were able to stay healthy, were able to be RB1s and contributors for their team, are showing you with their workload that Kyle Shanahan has to be more careful with Christian McCaffrey. Otherwise, you might ask for trouble again, because CMC is somebody who's shown himself to be a bit brittle.
It's so interesting that I just said to you, I mean, McCaffrey can't lead the league in touches, can he? Well, if he does, doesn't that mean he was healthy for the whole year and contributing? But this is where I do worry about Kyle Shanahan, and I think a lot of coaches are like this. They're going to go with what's comfortable. And if they're in week three and he thinks that McCaffrey's got to carry 20 times, I think he's going to have McCaffrey carry 20 times. And then the following week, we'll see how he responds. But it's kind of, I kind of look at Kyle Shanahan holding McCaffrey back in the same way as Steve Kerr saying, yeah, we're going to give Kuminga a crack at it. Well, that's what you say in the offseason. But when push comes to shove and the 49ers are in the heat of a game, I don't think he's going to be able to go away from McCaffrey, because he loves him so much, and he loves what he contributes to this offense.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why running back depth is important for this football team, and an injury to someone like Isaac Garendo, who's not been able to make it through either, I think, of his first two training camps without getting hurt. Like, that's a question mark. You know, the Corey Kiners of the world, The backups at the running back position, these rookies that they've got, Jordan James, I believe, these guys are going to be important. And it's because I think that if the Niners are fully reliant on McCaffrey, you know, maybe this dude has got one more, maybe a couple more incredible years in him. But if he's touching the ball that much, I'm just tempering expectation, really. And that's kind of how I've looked at this 49ers team. I don't think they're going to stink. But expecting them to just 180 flip this 6-win season back into 11 or 12-win campaign, even with the schedule that they have, Steiny, to me, that's asking a lot for a team with a ton of question marks, even the ones at some incredibly important positions. The two players, maybe even three, I think you could throw in there, that I feel the most solid about, that I know what I'm going to get, and it's going to be at an elite level, are George Kittle, Fred Warner, and Nick Bosa. I know Bosa hasn't been the top pass rusher like he was paid to be, but he's been a consistently top four or five guy each year that he's been healthy for the 49ers. So I think I know what I'm getting from those three dudes. I don't know what I'm going to get from McCaffrey this year. If he plays, I think it's going to be great, but he's got to stay healthy. I don't know what I'm going to get from Trent Williams, who is looking healthy. He's back at training camp. He only played 13 games last year, and the ones that he missed, it felt like a massive hole in the offensive line, literally and figuratively. So even some of the guys that they have that are future Hall of Famers, we have questions about.
Yeah, and that's where this season to me with the Niners is just so vastly different, because the questions they have are kind of pervasive. Their veterans have to bounce back. Their first and second year players, their first year players have to be good. Their second year players have to improve from last year. Their kicking's got to get better. Their special teams has to get better. It feels like a lot of things need to fall into place for the Niners to get back to. You know, I think they can win. I'm going to use the. I think there's a big difference between 10-7 and 11-6.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know, I think they need virtually everything to go right to get to 11 wins. And you know, I think they're good enough to get to 10. But maybe that's what we can talk about on the other side. You know, where does this team fit in the NFC West, talent wise? Are they the best team in the division? Do they have the most talent, least talent? Maybe we get into that a little bit on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, I think that entering this season compared to the last 5 or 6, outside of 2020, when guys are just dropping like flies, I would argue that this is...
Well, it might be the first time they aren't the most talented team in the division.
No, well, I was going to say that, but also we have no idea where they could land in the division. Entering a season, like obviously last year they finished in the cellar, but I'm looking at the other teams in the league, and I think there's, in the division, I think there's a lot of parity in the NFC West, and this is the first time outside of 2020 that I'm looking at a 49ers team and saying, I don't know how good or bad they could be. I like to believe that they could be towards the top, but I don't know. And it's been a while since I've had that feeling, Steiny.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to jump back into Christian McCaffrey on the other side. And if you're a San Francisco 49er fan, how do you want Kyle Shanahan to go about utilizing Christian McCaffrey? And I guess the most important thing is, do you really think Shanahan's got the discipline to give him a pitch count and to adhere to it? 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, and we're talking Niners, and we've already got some very, very troubling news from Santa Clara, and because it's bad news, I'll allow Evan to share it with
some
you.
Good news, damn it.
Yeah, sorry Goo. Jinx, you owe me a beer. All right, so according to... Well, actually, I don't know who posted this from our station account, but we got Shasky, Spadoni, Bonte is out there practice. I have to imagine the great Whitley Sandretto is down there as well. Zach Green, perhaps. Someone just posted moments ago that Purdy has been picked off twice already by the Broncos secondary. We don't know how, when, what he was trying to do there, deep ball, short pass, pick six or not. But Brock Purdy's giving it away and joint practices. Steiny, you want to cut him?
Not yet, but he's on the clock. I mean, he's got to be on the clock.
Move over, Moody.
Yeah, no, it's funny because, yeah, we don't know what kind of throws they were, but one thing I'm really looking forward to when Guru gets back is, you know, to keep giving him grief about the 49ers just don't have a deep threat. They still don't have a deep threat.
Well, DeMarcus Robinson might be that guy. You do need a guy who could throw the ball deep down the field.
You know, nor a quarterback that can throw it down there. So they're going to have to do it incrementally, as it were. We're talking about Christian McCaffrey, who most believe is one of the most important San Francisco 49ers. But I want to throw this at you, Evan, and the listener. Just
I do want to remind people that because Brock Purdy is throwing picks and joint practices, does not mean the season is over.
What do you mean?
Well, it's
off to a terrible start.
He's still got some more throws.
Okay.
He's still got preseason, which he won't play in, but they'll play the games. And then in a month, I think, was it 4 weeks from today? Well, the season starts, and then on that following Sunday, the Niners actually will kick off, and then Brock Purdy's picks will count.
Well, I just, I'm a guy who looks at a day like today, and apparently he's thrown two picks. He doesn't have a touchdown.
3-14.
Are we headed toward a year in which Purdy throws no touchdowns and 34 interceptions to a game?
That honestly, that'd be pretty impressive.
So a little change of pace here. The boss was here earlier, and he threw this one out. And I'm going to throw it out to the listeners. If you want to have some fun with this, we can get into it in between other stuff. But this is, I'm going to read a text that we got from the boss, Matt Nahegian, at about 8 o'clock this morning. He said, it's Dwight Clark Day. It's August 7th, 8-7. That was Dwight Clark's number. And he said, I thought this would be kind of fun to throw out there. If your sports memory starts about when you're 10 years old, okay, and the Dwight Clark catch is the number one memory for someone in their late 50s, what's the biggest memory for you at other ages? In other words, if you're 20 years old, that means you were born in 2005, so you probably have a memory around 2015. If you're 30, like you are, you were born in 94, your first memories probably surface around mid-2000s, 2005 or so. So we can have some fun talking about some of your greatest early sports memories. And he goes up to 60s. Like, if you're 60 years old, you were born in 1965. So your memories start at 75, which would be a guy like me. So if I were to ask you one of your greatest early sports memories, mid 2005 or so, what would you say?
Well, the first game I ever went to, my dad took me to Candlestick. First football game, I should say, was a 49ers game. They played the Packers in the 2002 season, in which they made the playoffs. But I do remember Brett Favre. I don't remember the score, but he threw a beautiful deep ball. I think it was to Donald Driver up the left sideline. And that was like my first real kind of memory of like an impressive football play that I saw, which also means that year I do remember watching the 2002 wild card comeback that Jeff Garcia engineered against Kerry Collins and the New York Giants. There's a Bay Area guy, Amani Toomer, on that side, who I was aware of when I was 7 or 8. I think he caught like 3 first half touchdowns. Giants went up big, and then T.O. had this like opening 80-yard get off me, shaking two receivers to the crib, and then Jeff Garcia just kind of walked the Giants down in the second half. And I think there was a controversial missed kick. It was like a 40-yarder, and they botched the snap, and a guy tried to throw it downfield, and there was no P.I. called. Niners win, game over, 39-38 in the wild card round. That was kind of the first real big Niners moment or game that I can recall.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. If you're my age, your memories probably come in the mid-70s. If you're, let's say, 50, it probably comes in the mid-80s. If you're 40, probably in the late to mid-90s. So I wrote a couple down here. The catch, of course, was in 1982. Which puts me at 18, so it's not my first memory, but I do remember watching that game, and I was back east at the time. But, the one memory I have as a kid, one of the big ones, was Carlton Fisk hitting a grand slam against the Cincinnati Reds in the 1976?
Oh, I thought we were talking 75. Niners memories.
Oh, we can talk anybody.
Any sports?
Yeah, any sports, I would think. I would think. But, when Fisk hit the home run in the 12th inning to force a game seven, that was monumental with him coaxing it fair. Great moment, even though I hated the Red Sox. But I hated the Reds even more. So I was actually rooting for the Red Sox, but they didn't win it. But that's one of my
Red
memories.
Sox, actually, I thought the last couple of days, just to, as an aside, they're a lot classier than I would have expected. Apparently, every time that Mike Yastrzemski went to the plate, they gave him an applause for what his grandfather did for the Red Sox organization. I actually thought it was pretty cool. And he made like a home run robbery yesterday of Roman Anthony. They were cheering for him. I don't usually give Red Sox fans a lot of credit, but I thought that was pretty tight.
All right. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump in to your favorite memory, sports memory, growing up when you were a kid. But we'll get back to the Niners in a second. I want to play some more of this Brian Baldinger sound as it relates to Christian McCaffrey. And this is from today's morning show. Brian Baldinger is our Odyssey NFL insider. And he was asked if McCaffrey or a player at his age or of his stature knows if and when he's losing a step. Take a listen to Baldy.
I was talking to Aaron Jones yesterday for the Minnesota Vikings. And the thing about Aaron and Christian together, they both came out the same year, came out 2017. Those guys have tremendous vision. It's their greatest strength. They don't miss holes. I don't know how they do it. Aaron Jones, these guys go to their ninth year now. I don't know if you could tell in a scrimmage situation if Christian is going to hit every hole, if he's going to hit it like Superman, you know, with his cape on. I don't know if he is that guy yet or not. I don't know if he knows that, because usually most guys don't recognize either the loss of step or anything else until they do. I played with Eric Dickerson. I didn't know he lost a step, but he lost a step after an injury in 1989. He wasn't the same guy the last few years of his career. So I'm not sure what we're going to be able to make out of it right now.
That was Brian Baldinger from The Morning Show, and specifically was talking about what to look for in today's joint practice with the Broncos. And Baldy was saying, you know, even something like today, it's going to be tough to figure out kind of where McCaffrey is, and we're not going to be able to find that out until he gets some games under his belt. But the way Baldy was talking about McCaffrey, it was a little bit sobering because it felt like we were hearing an ex-football player talk about when a player just loses a little something, and it doesn't mean they're not effective. It doesn't mean they're useless, but they're not quite playing at the level that we're used to seeing them play. And I feel like that might be where we're at with McCaffrey. I think there's a chance he looks pretty good, but I think it might be a Clay Thompson type, but he's not the guy he used to be.
Yeah, but the difference is that Clay Thompson could be Clay Thompson. Christian McCaffrey has to be Steph Curry.
Okay.
You know, to me, he may lose a step, but that's going to hurt in a season in which you need him to be Christian McCaffrey. You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about, we discussed this during, I think it was the second segment, but like, I believe that McCaffrey has to be maybe even more important to this offense than he was in 2023. And that's a lot to ask for a guy that's coming off a PCL injury and is 2 years older than he was. And you need him to be that version. And so that's why I think what I hear Baldy doing is tempering expectations, and I would like to take a lead from him. It's not that McCaffrey isn't going to be awesome this year. It's that they need him to be, not exactly, but kind of what Saquon was for the Eagles last year. I mean, he was the biggest difference for a team that was an 11-win squad and then won the Super Bowl, at least on the offensive side of the football. You know, two guys, and I've used this example before, that McCaffrey, who is a future Hall of Famer, I believe, it can be compared to in regards to the dynamic capability to run and do damage in the receiving game, are Marshall Faulk and LaDainian Tomlinson. When LaDainian Tomlinson was 28 years old, it was his last All-Pro season. He led the league in yards and rushing, 1,900 scrimmage yards, 18 total touchdowns. The next year, age 29, he was still pretty good. He had 1,100 yards. He had 10 touchdowns, 1,500 total scrimmage yards. But that's 400 yards less. That's not an all-pro season. That's almost 10 less touchdowns. Marshall Faulk, age 28, ends up having 21 total 100 scrimmage yards, 21 touchdowns. Next season in 2002 at age 29, he's still a Pro Bowler, but he has 1,500 scrimmage yards, 10 touchdowns. That's still a damn good season for a normal running back, but when you need that running back to be the engine of your offense and have come to expect him to be that player, a step back, even if it's slight, can be significant. And especially in a year where the Niners do not have as many weapons to supplement a potential drop-off from Christian McCaffrey, I think how good he is, it's going to be massively impactful.
I got a question for you. And if you weren't listening, just say you weren't listening. I didn't say that Carlton Fisk hit a grand slam, did I?
Did you? No, you said he hit the one where he's calling to keep it
fair. Yeah, that wasn't...
Did you say grand slam?
Well, if I did, I misspoke.
I might not have been listening.
If I did, I misspoke. It's not a grand slam. I want to say it was a two-run homer.
Oh, of course.
You know who McCaffrey is right now?
Who is he?
Steph Curry.
That's what I just said.
He's Steph Curry.
Wait, Steph Curry currently or Steph Curry from a couple years ago?
Well, that's kind of what I was going to tack on is, like, when people say, well, Steph Curry hasn't, you know, he's still Steph Curry. Well, he's not. He's still one of the best players in the NBA. But last year, he had the lowest scoring total in a decade. He had his lowest full season of a three-point shooting career of his last decade. So that's the way I look at McCaffrey. I'm kind of with you. I don't think he can be the player of two or three years ago, but he's still.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Very well may be the most important player on the San Francisco 49ers. And the question is, do we feel it that he's not the player? I'm talking about McCaffrey. How will the 49ers feel it if he's 85% of who he is and what that'll mean for this team? Like, it's just, to me, you're right. It's kind of like Curry. He's still got a lot left, but you can't utilize him like you did 3 or 4 years ago because he's a little bit older. So how do you get more from him, maybe utilizing him less? McCaffrey's going to probably have to do more with a little less opportunity, I would think.
Yeah, I think if you're looking at it like that, you know, for Steph Curry, it's minutes or minutes per game. For the running back equivalent would be touches.
Yeah.
You know, and I went down the list last segment of running backs at his age that are still very impactful to their particular teams. And what I'm seeing is, outside of Derrick Henry, who again is a 6'5 freak of nature, and what he's doing at this stage in his career is utterly ridiculous. Outside of him, the running backs that have been effective at their age, which McCaffrey is, Connor, Kamara, and Aaron Jones, they've all been at about 300 touches. You know, and McCaffrey, when he was the engine of this offense 2 years ago, had 350 in the regular season, an additional 70 in the postseason. Like, that can't happen, especially if you do want to even get to the playoffs. And so that to me is the biggest challenge that Kyle Shanahan is going to have to, I think, work through. To me, is how do we get the most out of our running back while also not being as reliant on him? You know, and maybe that's where more pressure falls on the shoulders of Brock Purdy. He's got to do a little more. Maybe it's with his legs. Maybe it's with his arms. But where I think you're going to see it is, there just might be more drives where, instead of 3rd and 2, you're going to be in 3rd and 5 or 3rd and 6, and then Brock Purdy is going to have to make a play. You know, again, I think CMC is due for a bounce back season. I think he's still going to be one of the best running backs in this league, but I think it's going to be really hard for him to return to being the best running back in football. Again, I don't think the Niners are going to take, you know, a massive leap to being a Super Bowl contender. They can get better. They should be better. To me, you know, 9 to 10 wins would be the range that I would have them in right now. 10 hopefully gets you a wild card. 9 might be a fringe. But to just expect McCaffrey, along with the Niners, to catapult right back into, well, you're a top two NFC team, that's a lot to ask, at least the way that I'm looking at this roster right now.
No, I don't disagree with that at all. This is from the Boxer and Gerson work attorney injuries text line. Not stated in the nicest way, but I agree. Shanahan is a stone-cold junkie when it comes to running backs.
Possibly.
To me, he inherited a heavy run game in his play calling, and I feel like he thinks they're called running backs because you run them into the ground. His first year with McCaffrey, they were up 14 points in the fourth quarter, and he would not give. I mean, I remember at the time defending Shanahan, and I want to say it was 2 years ago, obviously.
Yeah.
But
even 22 when they acquired him at the deadline. It was like first game, I want to say he had 25 or 30 touches.
I feel like last year was Kyle Shanahan's explanation for why he kept McCaffrey in games, because they lost games late. This past year without him. And I'm with Kyle Shanahan. Like, if you're up 24-7 with 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter, that game's not over. You know, I mean, you gotta, you know, to put it away, you gotta go on a 4 or 5 minute drive, punt it down, and now there's 6 minutes to go, and it's a 24-7 game. But too many teams came back against the 49ers last year, and I feel like, in general, sports fans think a game's over before it's really over. And so in the NBA, my feeling is, you know, if you're down 15 with 5 minutes to go, you got one more push at it.
Mm-hmm.
I still think you got a shot at a game like that. And with football, I think if you're down two to three scores in the fourth quarter, you've got to get to like the halfway point of the fourth quarter, 2 to 3 scores up before you can start saying, all right, we've salted this one away.
Yeah, and I think that's where maybe, you know, you kind of have to think about saving McCaffrey mid-game. Like, you're going to need him to drive the nail home, but, okay, does he need 15 touches in the first half? You know, what are you doing on the second or third drives of games when your offense is going to be predicated on the run? It just is. That's the way that Shanahan has, I think, established himself as a play caller, but Do you have a backup or a third running back or other, maybe it's wide receivers that can get involved, a la Deebo Samuel, that you can use so that McCaffrey at halftime has, you can give him the ball 15 times in the second half in order to close out a football game. Like, I think, you know, you have to think about it a little bit the way that the Warriors are probably looking at some of their older players. Like, how do I keep Draymond Green fresh so that he's at his best the last 8 minutes of a basketball game? Maybe not Jimmy Butler, but Curry as well. Like, okay, so Curry can't play 20 minutes in the first half. He's going to have to play 15 or 16 because I'm going to need those extra minutes to take us home. And that might mean you're more susceptible in the early part of football games, but I want my best players, who also happen to be at some positions my aging players, to be at their peak at the most important part of these football games.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how, if you're a coach like Shanahan, especially coming into this year, on the surface. Yeah, thanks, appreciate it. We're down at Laughing Monk Brewing, and people are coming in and out saying hello.
Yeah, it's
thanks
an
for
awesome
coming
spot.
Down. Appreciate it.
Sunny day in Sunnyvale.
Yes, absolutely. Like, the way I would look at Kyle Shanahan is, you know, just pick a game, any game, and now we're starting the game. How many times you want to, you know, how many plays are scripted for him in the first 15 plays of the first quarter? I don't know. I mean, do you try to establish McCaffrey, get up a couple scores, and then ease up on him over the course of a game? Do you try to go limit him early in a game and have him late if you need him? I think these are things that Kyle Shanahan has to think about, but he's the kind of coach that doesn't normally think about that kind of stuff. He just runs the play that he thinks will work with the player he thinks it'll work with, and he'll go to the well as many times as he can there.
Yeah, and I don't think there's ever been, up until last year, a need to really consider these things. I mean, Christian McCaffrey, he dealt with some injuries in Carolina, but he got to San Francisco when he's 26. So, like, he's right in the middle of his prime. So Shanahan, and I understand football is a far different game than basketball or baseball. Like, you really do have to push pedal to the metal to get the most out of your players. But I do think that this is the first season, maybe in his play calling career, I'm not sure, I haven't gone down the list of all the players that he's had to coach and call plays for, but perhaps the first time, certainly in San Francisco, that he has to consider the level of taxing that he's putting on his guys, specifically McCaffrey. I mean, again, I think it is a bit easier to do that and say, all right, even if McCaffrey had to miss a game in 2023, well, that's fine. All right, we still got Ayuk, we got Kittle, we got Deebo. Elijah Mitchell was there at a time who had, I know he'd been banged up quite a bit, but he's somebody that had been a bell cow back for you in the past. Now it's like you really do have to think about, and it's hard to do, preserving some of these players, because if McCaffrey misses a game, they're going to be at a severe disadvantage. If Trent Williams misses a game, they're going to be at a disadvantage. And until we know what the defense has, because that's the youngest part of their football team with the most amount of new starters, to me, I do think that Shanahan is going to have to, for the first time in his career as a play caller for the Niners, consider preserving some of these aging superstars.
I would agree. He's got to consider it The question I have is will he follow through on it or not? But I do want to get back on the other side to a little bit of McCaffrey's workload. 888-957-9570 is the number. Obviously, McCaffrey coming off a serious injury last year. You know how Kyle Shanahan coaches. How would you like to see him handle Christian McCaffrey coming back from a big injury, knowing that he's a monster cog in this wheel, but don't overuse him. Don't overuse him. 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.